Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Follow peace with all men. I got kind of off talking about all men. It means everyone. Got off on the commentaries. I was surprised at some of them great commentators, and that's why I call them commentators. They said it was talking about believers. Talked about the all men, about other believers. I don't believe it at all. I believe when it says all, it means all. The same word says God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Do you believe that God, that Jesus Christ tasted death for every man? And not just a chosen few. I believe that. He died for... Okay, one other thing I got to get moving. I listened this morning to John Piper. Y'all ever heard John Piper? Okay. He's probably forgotten more than I ever would know. Great Bible scholar. Did some right books and all. But the problem is he's wrong on his soteriology of salvation. He's a Calvinist. And he tried to explain what the word all means. I listened to him, and the more he tried to explain all, the worse it got. He tried to explain that all didn't mean all. And he used these big words. You know what I'm talking about? And somebody said, well, how do you, it was a question and answer thing. Well, how do you explain? They said that whosoever, that all these words that seems to be inclusive. Well, he said that Jesus Christ did die for all, but only those who believed would be the all. Are you following? That's how they kind of circumvent the all. If you don't believe, you're not the all. Christ didn't die for you. Are y'all following? Okay. That's why Calvinism is heresy. You know, I didn't say he's a bad guy. He's on his way to heaven because he accepted Christ as a Savior. But the word all may be follow peace with all men, believers and unbelievers. Amen. And we have so many preachers. And when I was younger, I think Danny, I would say the same thing. Temple's always been a gracious guy, and he never said anything. But me and Danny, man, we'd lay it down. Danny wrote a couple books he probably wish he hadn't wrote, you know. I'm just saying, you know, you know what I'm talking about. We're joking, but you know what I'm saying. But it said to follow peace. We have some preachers that will just as soon crucify anybody if they don't believe like they do, if they don't act like they do, if they're not in that same, they condemn them to hell or whatever, okay? Not excusing their actions, but yet the Bible tells us to follow peace with all men. It goes a little bit farther. It means saved and unsaved, church members and non-church members, Baptists and not Baptists. Just because you're Baptist, I said this before, we were just talking about this here a couple weeks ago. I was talking to a preacher. We're going to be in heaven one day, and Jesus is going to look at us and say, man, you sure got that one wrong, okay? Anyway, church members, non-church members, friends as well as enemies, we'll be at peace with all men. The Word of God tells us, Romans chapter number 12, verse 18, talks about, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Jesus said this, in Matthew, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And we as, I hate labels, but if we're going to label ourselves as Baptists, not only Baptists, independent, fundamental Baptists, whatever terminology you want to use, we have a reputation of being, what's the word? Cantankerous is a great word. Cantankerous, okay? We have that reputation, but the Bible tells us to live peaceably with all men. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called to sin. So it's a neat thing. The next word says, follow peace with all men and holiness. I got a note here. The word holiness means separated unto God. It's interesting. We're to walk right with all men. That's that live peaceably. Walk right with all men and then walk right with God. That's the holiness part. It's two-tiered. Live peaceably with all men and walk with God in all holiness. Dad used to teach us that we have a relationship, a vertical relationship and a horizontal relationship. That vertical relationship is us and the Lord. That's that holiness. That horizontal relationship is us with each other. That's that living peaceably. And if one of them are broken, both of them are broken. In other words, you can't walk with the Lord if you're not living peaceably with other men. And you can't live peaceably with other men if you're not walking with the Lord. Are you following? So that's what he is saying here. Holiness is being separated unto God. It is not a state of perfection that's already achieved by a believer, but it refers to the believer setting his life apart for the uses and the purpose of God. It's a moral purity. Matter of fact, it says, because without it, which no man can see the Lord. Jesus said this, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Again, he's not talking about salvation. He's talking about walking. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The Apostle Paul, who I believe wrote the book of Hebrews, he put it this way. Again, that without which no man shall see the Lord. You know, believers can walk and not really see the Lord. We're living in a world that we've lost focus on what's really important, that holy living. This writer is not talking about sinless perfection. He's saying to set yourself apart, consecrate yourself unto the Lord. We must adopt God's attitude towards sin. What's God's attitude towards sin? Well, he abhors sin, and so should we. We cannot walk with the world and walk with God. And that's what this verse is, that no man can see the Lord without walking peacefully with all men. Without walking with the Lord, you're not going to live like you ought. Verse number 15. Looking diligently. The word diligently means to use continual oversight. And it has in it the thought of direction. Looking diligently. Remember just a couple of verses earlier? It said, looking unto Jesus. That's what he's talking about here. Looking diligently. Then this next phrase, lest any man fail of God's grace. He didn't say fall. Fail. And a lot of people believe you can lose your salvation. You could fall from the grace of God. The Bible does not ever state that you could lose your salvation. You can get out of the will of God. There's no doubt about it. You can lose your fellowship with God, but you will never lose your relationship with God. You will always be a child of God. Once you've been saved, the old Baptist dogma, once saved, always saved. I believe that. However, you can fail of the grace of God. This isn't in my notes, but remember in 1 Corinthians, Paul is telling the church at Corinth, he's talking about, I have espoused you as chaste virgins unto the Lord. Remember that? But I have fear for you, lest you're beguiled. In other words, lest you fall. I have fear for you. Paul, why are you, what's your fear? Not that they're going to lose their salvation, but they've been espoused as chaste virgins, and he has fear for them that they're going to lose that position. Again, we talk about bridal identity, and just to throw this in here, that everyone who is saved is not going to be in the bride of Christ. Let that sink in. I know what 98% of people out there teach, okay, that he's some universal mystical body, you know, universal church, that everybody that's, I'm running rabbits here, but I'm going to catch this one, all right? There's only one kind of church, one kind. It's a local, visible assembly. No such thing as some universal, invisible body. You know where that term come from? Come from the Catholics. The word Catholic means universal. And they have, and that we are the universal visible body of Christ. Well, the Protestant, and by the way, we're not a Protestant, but Martin Luther and the Protestants come along, and they said, no, well, they may be the universal visible, we're the universal invisible. That's where that came from. You don't get it in the Bible, you got that out of the Bible, okay? The only invisible people I know, or church members I know, are people who don't come to church.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.